I spy with my little eye. Something that starts with a.
This is supposed to be hard for me or you?
S.
Okay. I can ask questions, right?
Yeah.
No, I forgot. Is it green?
Part of it is green.
Part of it is green.
Yeah.
Does it have white? Does it have eyes?
Does it have... No, eyes. It does not have white in it.
It doesn't have eyes and doesn't have white. And it's, part of it is green.
Yep. This whole room has a lot of green.
I know, shit. Yeah. Exactly. Does it comfort you?
It depends
on. Is it that green chair that I love to sit on?
No.
Hold on. Can I lay on it?
No. It's so dumb. You're gonna think, oh, why didn't I think of that?
Can I smoke it?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Smoke it. Oh, is it those shisha things?
Yeah,
those
that's hubbly, true.
Bubbly.
Yeah. Right,
got it. Well, you're listening to...
Dryland.
And we just thought we'd share our conversations with you guys. And, you can drift off to them. Or if you're feeling like you need some sound in the room with you, I guess.
Yeah, something that's good. Like that. Yeah. You always need to hear people's voices. Because it gives you comfort. And it starts from when you're a baby, you know?
Isn't that some kind of disorder, though?
No. It's, what, you mean about babies?
Oh, if you have voices in your head.
No, voices in the head, okay. It's different than having voices around
you. But doesn't that create voices in your head from, like...
No, they're real. You have to see the origin of the voice. You can't just... hear voices.
But they can't see the origin of our voices.
Well, it's from a computer. You can stop, you can play it, you can rewind, you can forward.
So it's not as freaky?
No, it's not as freaky.
Yeah, and we're going to be playing music too.
Yeah, music.
Definitely.
Just random shit. Not really... Not constrained at all. Maybe we put some Arabic shit. Who knows?
Maybe. I will not oppose to that.
Really?
Yes, because...
Who do you like in Arabic?
Who do I like in Arabic? I would say a lot of the old Egyptian stuff is pretty really? Neat.
Like Al-Harim and Umm Kulthum.
Yeah, I guess that it has a certain... to it.
Yeah, it's very, the music is very poetic. It's not about the lyrics. I don't know shit about old, classic Arabic songs and stuff, but I know what I like, and I love the music where it's equally, if not more important than the words in the song. For example, Anta Umri by Umm Kulthum. It was composed by Abdul Wahab. Okay?
Okay.
And he's considered the master musician.
They said that.
And the music is incredible. The first time I heard it, I just went insane. And the words are great too, but I would love to, I wouldn't mind listening to the song without the words.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
You've got...
The song tells its own story.
Speaking of, music that touches your heart, you've got some of the Majda Rumi's 80s music. That's pretty, I think, I don't know if it had, is it because it has sentimental value to me, like that I recall a certain moment in my life that it has this feeling to me, or does the music itself actually
it's both.
Speak to you without that, even if I heard it for the first time and never,
you know. It's both.
You know, I think why? It is the combination of both.
You are like, yeah, you know why? Because as soon as you hear that song starts, you get those feelings. And this is before any words.
It's giving me, right chills. Now, thinking of
it. Yeah, I have songs that are like that too. Remind me of people and places.
أتمنى لو أنساك وأنسى روحي وإياك وإن ضاعت يبقى فداك لو تنساني وأنساك وتريني بنسى جفاك واشتاق لعذابي معاك والأدمع يفكراك أرجع تاني في لقاك الدنيا تجيني معاك ورضاها يبقى رضاك ساعتها يهون في هواك في هواك طول حرماني أهواك واتمنى لو أنساك وانسى روحي وياك وان ضاعت يبقى فداك لو تنساني وانساك وتريني بنسى جفاك واشتاق لعذابي معاك والأدموع يفكرك أرجع تاني في لقاك الدنيا تجيني معاك ورضاها يبقى رضاك وساعتها يهون في هواك في هواك طول حرمك
That, the words. Definitely the words,
And I love the intro. It's great.
Yeah. The music is something, but the words are also...
The best intros are always in the rock songs.
Yeah. And the best solos, too.
Yeah.
Just to me, always.
Like, Guns N' Roses, what song? Sweet Child of Mine. It starts with a guitar.
Yeah.
It's great. I love that intro.
I can't really recall it right now, precisely.
She's got eyes of
sweet. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. For me, best solo, I have to go with Nazareth, Love Hurts.
My,
it's like he's making love to the guitar, the electric guitar. It makes that's what makes me want to play. I want to make it cry.
Cool. Speaking of which, my top two, I cannot say I like this one better than the other one, but one of them is called While My Guitar gently weeps. Yeah. That's how you're saying you want to make the guitar cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great solo, but it's not by him. It's by Eric Clapton. It's a Beatles song written by George Harrison, but Eric Clapton did the guitar solo. And my other favorite guitar solo is by Prince.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's called the...
Wait, the whole sweet. Yeah, it was very phony of us, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it's called Gold. There's an amazing guitar solo. Amazing.
What are you talking about again? I mean, like,
best guitar solo. Prince,
yeah. But Prince, Gold.
It's great, right in the middle. There's like a crescendo of going down, not going up, you know? Going down, then he goes and kills it.
I don't even know.
Yeah, he kills it, and then it's great. It's
I don't know which song you're talking about, but I'm already getting the rush.
Yeah. But I bet you heard it before.
I did. Yeah, just I'm bad with names and titles. And. I lost my trail of thought.
Me too. I have no trail of thought. It's a dusty road. Yeah. Dry land.
This weather.
With no roads.
No, but wait. I was going. Yes, I do recall.
Yeah.
We were talking about earlier Michael Bolton.
Oh my God.
Took us a while to get his name. you know, we just kind of made this whole Kenny G comparison. And the whole hair thing. Anyways.
Luscious curls.
So, like, Michael Bolton does that to some people.
That's...
To some soccer moms, as you said.
Yeah, but, you know, it's fucked up. I can't see it at all. I can't see it. I can't see that happening.
We should listen to the words. Like I was saying, I swear that one moment when I was driving back and that Michael Bolton song was on the radio.
And you were moved?
I was like, oh, this is Michael Bolton. Okay, that's, you know, I never got the fuss.
Why didn't you change the radio?
Because I was like, I don't know. But I was just listening and the words, okay, I kind of got it. Okay. I kind of got why women savvy over him.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what to say to that. So it's a guilty pleasure of yours?
No, you can't say that. I mean, it was just one bloody song that I listened to.
Did you go download it when you went home?
I don't even remember what song it was.
Yeah, right. You sing it in the shower.
Sure.
You sing it in the shower. You so not. Totally do
I,
that.
I do not. Do
what do you sing in the shower?
What do I sing in the shower? I make up songs, believe it or not. Most of the times, I make up songs and I play as hard as I can with my vocal cords.
Cool.
So many ranges. But it's usually the most stupidest lyrics ever. And I would just sing them over and over and repeat. I always wonder whoever listens to me on the other side, like what they're thinking.
Do you know that Phoebe song about singing in the shower?
No, I don't.
Okay,
remember.
I'm gonna sing it.
Go ahead.
I'm in the shower and I'm writing a song. Stop me if you've heard it. My skin is soapy and my hair is wet. And Tangren spelled backward is Nergit. Lather, rinse, repeat. And lather, rinse, repeat. And lather, rinse, repeat.
That's something that I would do, that part.
As needed.
Oh, yeah.
Phoebe was amazing.
Yep.
But in the beginning seasons, she was like so ditzy and really out of it. But in the last like 5 or 4 seasons, she started becoming like, you know, normal. But I like the old Phoebe. Like the hippie, you know, bohemian, groovy chick Phoebe. But then she started becoming like Monica and Rachel and not dumb anymore.
I'm still hung up in the whole shower part. What is that?
You are not a Friends fan?
No. I'm saying when you shampoo your hair.
Yeah.
It feels good, right?
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, it does. Well, not when you have a lot of it.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it. Yeah. Oh, you guys manage.
So you weren't a Friends fan?
David Bowie's song. I didn't screw it up. Okay.
Okay.
But here's another one.
I think we can start talking.
Am I going to do this?
Yeah, this is Nirvana, of course. And this was recorded in an MTV Unplugged episode. I loved MTV Unplugged. It was great.
I loved MTV. MTV,
yeah,
what it was then isn't what it is today.
You
cannot get that MTV.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible. You know, on their logo, they removed the word music television. It was the M and then the T and the V.
Yeah.
And then underneath, it was music
television.
They removed that from their logo officially. It's bullshit.
Because they're thinking with their pockets, not with their mind.
In these fucked up reality TV shows.
Yeah, or just eating away at television.
Oh, amazing. Like, you know, Beavis and Butthead was great.
Yeah, MTV was different.
what's her name? Yeah,
V Channel too, remember?
Yeah, Channel V, man.
Channel V.
Trey, I had a huge crush on Trey.
I don't remember Trey.
Trey, the Asian dude.
There was an... You remember the whole... There's an Indian MTV?
Yeah.
And there was like a...
And they still
English
have
that. English MTV and an American one.
Yeah, they still have that. But...
But now it's... I don't know. Over there... back
it's
then,
different
no,
there,
it's
yeah.
Different. It's different. Kind of
yeah, it's different.
And we're part of the
older generation.
We're part of actually the MTV generation.
Yeah.
We just skimmed the X generation, which was before us.
Yes.
Exactly. And right after us, the internet generation.
Yeah. And now we're in the fucking social, Bieber.
Probably.
Bieber generation.
What's they call them Bieber generation?
I don't know. They're fucking douchebags. Justin Bieber.
I think it's now it's more like social media.
Yeah, social media. Yeah, definitely. There's social media related to everything. Photography, music, locations.
What is this thing? What's this obsession with our phones? We can't seem to get our hands off them. It's very.
I guess it's the human in us that we want to share. Ideas, share everything. I took a shit. I'm sharing that
with the world.
Yeah. It's like, it's good cleansing. You know,
better
keep
than,
nothing, keep, nothing
I think,
stays
I think
out.
Taking the shit within itself, it's pretty cleansing. Good enough cleanse than having to.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
See you and your phone. You just, as soon as you heard it ring, you just, mine, you know, I would have done the same. Mine is up in the charger. Actually, with phones, I do have a tendency sometimes to just forget it. Forget it.
Forget what?
Just forget it. Just put
I
it on
hate
the side.
That. Why? Yeah, and you have fucking pockets. Why don't you put your phone in there?
No, not forget it. Just forget about it.
Oh.
Where I can just like turn it around, put it on silent, and just you know, just give the person that I'm with their undivided attention.
I see.
And there's times when I'm all over that shit.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, speaking of which, you know,
was I rambling or
no? You weren't rambling.
Word vomiting.
No, you weren't.
Then what was that gesture you just made?
To enunciate.
Oh, to enunciate.
And then
you'd like me to speak more proper and clearly.
Yes, so that the people who are listening can understand every single word.
And just because you're listening does not mean you do not have a life.
Yeah.
I would just like to say that. Cause
this is perfect for the car.
I would listen to something like this. If on those nights when you're in your room.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know.
You just need to be around people.
Just want something going on. Mm.
Yeah. It's great for the car.
That too. And you're off to...
I love audiobooks in the car. Is amazing. It's crazy.
I usually enjoy listening to BBC.
Yeah, me too.
And also the French channel.
The French channel?
Yeah.
No, why? Music?
Why?
French music?
They play some good music sometimes.
Yeah,
Euro.
Mostly
Euro like
pop. Talking?
The French music.
Oh, okay. No, I stumbled upon audiobooks because I heard about this book called The Help by Catherine Stockett. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and...
No, listen, they're not giving... They're not paying us for this.
Oh, okay.
So we don't
have to do that.
Is it a self-help book?
No. Okay. No, it's a fiction. Fiction? Yeah, it's a fiction novel. It's about this town in Jackson... This people in Jackson, Mississippi... In the 60s?
Oh.
They be talking like this, and the whole book is written like this, too. So it get pretty hard reading a book like this all the time.
I like people that talk like that.
Yeah, but it's really hard to read after a while. You know, it takes me a...
Yeah.
And my speed reading gets like disrupted.
I see where it comes in.
Yeah, like it slows down my speed, you know? So I was like, fuck it. And I heard so many good things about the book, and I just cast it away. And then I was like, oh, maybe I should, you know, try an audiobook. Maybe it'll be cool. So I listened to The Help as an audiobook in the car, and it was great. It was all in the perspective of the characters, so it's like the people were sitting right next to you, telling you the fucking story. It was great, and they were speaking in that accent that the book was written in, like the heavy.
So it's kind of like
African American Southern accent.
It's a role play.
Yeah, it's great, and it's amazing.
I tried listening to audiobooks as I doze off to sleep, but I can keep it. Maybe the choice of book or just didn't engage me.
No, I should tell you about some books that are cool.
That'd be cool.
Another book was an autobiography by Tina Fey, and she read the fucking book. It was amazing. She was hilarious.
Yeah,
she's so funny. And she has a great voice. I love Tina Fey. I love her.
She's
fantastic. The book is amazing. I love her because she makes fun of herself before she makes fun of others.
I love people that are not afraid to make fun of themselves. Mm. I think that's a very sexy quality.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one dare disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.